Okay, so part two of the interview. Sorry for earlier on there, we just people had to run, there was a situation which had to be attended to. So I think we were talking about the legal situation at the moment of the building. What is the current status of the legal situation?
Well, basically, according to Spanish and European laws and all the blah blah blah, to put us out, they need to pass by a judicial process. And also, according to the Spanish law, they need to pass by a process which is 2 or 3 months at least. According, I think, to European law, they cannot put out people in the street in the middle of winter because we all die of cold otherwise. And, well, basically, but this morning they came. No, yesterday morning they came, the firemen and all that, and they say, oh, maybe, they say that maybe they're going to put us out, saying that it's dangerous for us to be there. So, but it's fucked up because they say, okay, they want to put us out because it's dangerous for us to be there and give us 1 week on albergue, which means a place where there's 15 people, half of them being junkies, and the last time I went, they almost beat my head off. And then we sleep in the street.
Okay.
So it's no point.
They really want to get people out of here as quickly as possible, so they can knock the building and build up a new. Okay, and from that, can you just describe a little bit about the Pueblo Nuevo barrio that we're in? Because a lot of it was an old industrial area, and a lot of places are getting knocked, and people who are living here and generations living here are starting to get pushed out as it becomes more a desirable place to live. The cost of living is rising, so it's not just squatters are going out; it's also the local people. They're being pushed out of their neighborhood. Yes.
Yeah, basically. What happened before, it was a working class area with factories and with low rents. The factories shut down, they started to be squatted by people who had no house, and the rent stayed low. Now the problem these 4 years is that Barcelona is being a touristic city. This place is beside the center and it's beside the beach. So of course it's like very important for the people who have money. So basically there's a plan called Ventidos Arrobas in this place and in other places around, which is to destroy the old industrial stuff to put quality houses, who cost a lot of money, and hotels. And also the people who before used to pay rent, or even owners, like the owners have to pay more taxes.
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm not sure because of that. We must check. But what I know is the people who pay rent, like suddenly in a few months or a few years, they all have to pay much more rent than before. So of course they don't have money, so they are putting out by a judicial process and by mobbing, which is mobbing basically is a security guard from the immobilitarian company who come out and beat your head off if you don't want to go.
Yeah,
that's it, mobbing, you know.
Okay.
And so even the people who actually pay rent are facing the same thing, the squatters.
Okay. And this is all to try to build up this dream that they have of this beautiful tourist city, which is a place for tourists to come and experience, which means that the people who live here are pushed out further and further and further.
Actually, they're very intelligent because they're doing a separation between the immigrant population and the local population. So far, they are beating the head of the immigrant population. But we now see that now that they've almost finished with the immigrant population, they are going to the local population.
Yeah.
Basically, I mean, the Ventidos Arrobas, as a matter of fact, it's almost a colonialist project, because it's basically putting out not just immigrants, but also Spanish people or Catalan people out of Poblenou to put hotels for rich North European people.
Yeah. Okay.
Which is what is happening in Barcelona. In all Barcelona anyway, and maybe in all Catalonia anyway.
Yes. And we're here with someone else who's living here. So can you just tell us a little bit about how you feel about this project, this place, because it's your home and it has been your home for some time, and what you want to see happening here?
Yeah, we need to ask the law, because the people who want to we go out like this, we don't have nowhere to go. We don't know nowhere to go, because we live here, we eat here, we sleep in here, you know. And somebody to just come, something illegal, to tell us to go out like this and put everybody on the road outside. And the situation in Spain is very hard life, you know. And if we don't go to the law. We listen to the people. We just go out how they come. They say we put us out today,
yeah.
And we listen that we go out. How we go? How we leave?
Yeah.
You know. Then we refuse. We say that we don't go out. And was the police, and they talk. They ask what happened, and they say, okay, now we have to wait for the justice or something, yeah. You know. And now we have a lot of people who come in here. They say they want to ask us what happened or what going to happen. In moment we don't know what going to happen. We just waiting in moment,
yeah,
you
yeah.
know. And it's because it's very difficult to living on the street, and yeah. because some people is no many here no have some document, they cannot work, and they don't know how to live. Then we have to live with different people here, Spanish people, South American people, African people, the European too.
Yeah.
Many people living here. Everybody want to survive
yeah.
the same situation,
yeah,
you know.
Exactly.
And we partage what we have. We eat together, we drink together, and everybody respect each other here. The problem is we don't know what going the next day, you know, and the next time. Because every time come the police or come the people from fire and people outside from journalists or everybody asking, you know, and we don't know what going the next day or what coming next time.
And how long have you been here, or how long have your friends or your people who are living here, how long have they been occupying this space?
Yeah, this place was my first place. I was first person upstairs here, and I clean everything. I build three compounds. The people can come live with me. I build these three compounds here, and after I get some two people. Now in moment we have lot people who sleep in here. Sometimes yeah. we have some 10 people. Sometimes we have 6 people, and me I live here just 4 months now.
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah, the boys too, they live some 2 months, some 3 days, some 4 days. Some people come, go. Because the day they close Macabre was a lot of people here.
Yes, yes.
The second day was a lot of people. After the next 3 days was not so lot of people, you know. In moment, sometime, some people they come too because they need to sleep, because if it's cold outside, some people come beg us to sleep in, and yeah. we let them everybody come in yeah. sleep, because we are suffering the same situation.
Yeah.
It's like generation problem in moment, you know.
Yeah.
Because in Barcelona we don't know how the generation people is going up.
Yeah.
Because it's bad situation, the young people, and they are not going good in situation in moment in
yeah.
Barcelona.
And in terms then, like if this now that you've got time for the to live here for another while, yes, maybe 3 months. Sorry, we'll just get the water's boiling there. So if because now that there's there's another 3 months of that people can live here, yes. So is there the possibility to try to, because now it's become very there's a lot of focus on Palar now because of the violence on Monday, because it was reported in El País, in the main Spanish newspaper. It talked about what happened here. So people are talking about this squat. They're talking about the lives of the people that are here. So is there, now that we've got the 3 months to stay longer, is it possible to try to make more projects, to maybe widen the discussion with the local community about the fact that the speculation is pushing people away, that people can understand each other's realities a little bit more? Is it possible to do these things?
Yeah, it's possible, because a lot of people who live in around here in Pablo, no? It's people talking about, now they're talking about here, a lot of people, the civilians and the people who organize organization here in Pablo, no? They are talking about the place. And the journalists too, they are from here in Pablo, no?
Right.
And they give us 3 months or 6 months, maybe gonna be 1 year. And we just wait after they get the paper first for the justice, and maybe we can go to justice, or we can go out from here.
Yeah, yeah.
We never know, but we don't know where to go.
Yeah.
We don't have no place, no people, no work.
Yeah.
If they give us one place to live. They give us one house.
Yeah.
They give us some place to one work and any work. We work, we pay. It's no problem.
Yeah.
We can do that. We like. We don't say we want to stay here to be people who like to drink or something, stay alive only like this. No,
yeah, yeah.
We living here because in moment we are in a bad situation. We are not working.
Yeah,
we
yeah,
don't
yeah.
have a home, and we try to manage to live here. And it's here now, we live here.
Yeah.
We cannot go out like this. We need more people because the place is big.
Yeah.
And do you know, like, is there many other places like this where people in similar situations are living, in Poble Nou, or is there many places like this in Barcelona?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, it's a lot of places, many places like this. But in moment, the people talking about here.
Right.
Because the close on Macabra is not so far from here.
Yes.
It's some like 800 meters
yes.
from here. And people talking about here in moment.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
And they're just while you're away there, we're talking about the... If the government has given, or the authorities have given, 3 months,
yeah.
or maybe longer, maybe 6 months for this place to be open,
yeah.
I'm wondering, do we have the possibility to try to make projects here to build a better understanding of the situation and a stronger resistance to against this just the pushing people out of homes.
Well, basically the space is quite big, and people here, they just want to have the space for them, and whatever happens behind, you know, the people who have their house here, they don't care if there's a cultural activity besides. I mean, maybe we should even be happy, because that maybe can save us a bit.
Yes.
Now, there is no big secret that this place is quite toxic, so if the Ayuntamiento wants to put us out, and if they offer us, for example, a free house for 6 months or 1 year, like, or very, very cheap, like 180 euros a month per person or something like that, we'll accept to go out. It's that, I'm sorry to say that, but it's not a big secret, you know.
Yes, yes, yes.
We're not we want to save Poble Nou or whatever. If they give us a free place to stay,
yeah.
Not just a free place with 15 junkies in it,
yes,
you know, like a Albergue. I think most of the people here would go out.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and now we are negotiating with the municipality, because we say, okay, this place is worth a fortune, you know. You are going to make a huge amount of money with
that. That's many millions, or
yeah,
maybe billions.
Billions and billions.
Like, and just as well to point out to people that this is, it's 800 meters from Macabra,
yeah,
but it's only probably 800 meters also from the big tower, the diagonal tower.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is like now a symbol of the city of Barcelona, and I'm sure many millions went into constructing that, and
yeah,
like, so like there, this is a huge money area of the city.
Basically, what we say is, well, fuck off, we don't have no place to live. Even if we start working, maybe we won't have a place to live, because a lot of people here, actually in Spain and in Europe, especially in Barcelona, work and are still homeless, because to have the rent, you have to have a secure job, not a temporary job,
yeah, yeah.
And you have to pay 4 months of rent in advance, well, something crazy.
Yeah.
So basically, we want a free house, a very cheap house, like what they call piso protegidos. We found we in San Antonio Maclaret at the 452, there's a building of piso protegidos, which means it's like a housing building,
yeah,
but there's nobody living in it, because the councils, people are fighting between them to know who must cut the string, basically.
Okay.
So it's, people want to go, it's 452 Maria Claret.
Right.
San Antonio Maclaret, it's in Sagrada Familia, if you want to squat.
Yeah.
So we know there's empty protected houses. We do resistance as much time as we want. We are now taking contacts with the medias. We are now taking contacts with the lawyers. We are taking contacts with artistic groups who want to do activities here. We are taking contacts with the Movimiento de Ocupas.
Just on the.
We'll do all we can. To make the eviction as soon as possible, unless they give us a place to stay.
Yes.
I see. I was just going to ask you there just about the plans that they have for the complete changing of this area. They just want hotels and high cost housing. As we see in many other cities, and maybe already in parts of Barcelona, these new parts of city that they create a lot of times have no real amenities for people who live there. To things for people to do. Whereas recently with Macabre around the corner, like that was a place where anybody could come and do projects, learn circus, do art projects, music.
Yeah.
Like these spaces are needed in cities.
Here, anybody can come, take a space, and as long as they don't do too much noise at night because we want to sleep, they do what in the day, or if they do the noise they want, and in the night they can do things, just they don't do noise, so we sleep. But anybody can do whatever he wants as long as he's not homophobic or racist or sexist or as long as he's not the police beating off or head off. Basically.
Yeah. And when communities, established communities like the Poblenou community at present, because it's been here for so long, when they have these spaces or these projects that they, like their children can participate in if they wish, then they get more support from the community. There's more respect for the place because it's seen as a place where people live, but also give something to the community.
Actually, I think that if Ventilos Arrobas is happening in Poblenou and not in other areas like New Baris, which is another area for the city, which is very working class, it's not for no reason. It's not just because it's beside the beach. It's because in Barcelona, there's some areas of barrios, how do you say barrios?
Neighborhoods
of Barcelona, like New Baris. But there's a lot of social, cultural, political activism. People are very united. There's a strong sense of social class and identity. And of course, there is also a big political movement against speculation. But in Poblenou, when you, for example, at night, there is almost no place where people can go and take a drink. There is almost no social thing, no political thing, no cultural thing. There is not even a discotheque or cinema in the area. People don't meet in the streets. People are totally isolated, one from each other. And the only access of information they have, it's not even the information between one they give one to each other, it's the TV information.
Yeah.
So actually most of the people here, they are anti-squat. Because the people who...
Because they don't maybe understand exactly what the squats are about?
Well, basically because they see a lot of squats is like people who don't are poorer than them, who are really poor.
Yeah.
Or people who are immigrants, or people who have, like, let's say hippies, like, you know, like people with political thoughts, or the three at the same time. And also the... Yeah, I think we must have a separation between the people who do rent and the people who own the house, the people who rent. Maybe they could be interested in fighting with us because they are being put out also, but then they don't want to be associated with what they think is a junkie or punky or anarchist or black or whatever people who squat, you know, like those heroin, what drug addicts, they think we're all heroin drug addicts or delinquents. And the people who, but the people who rent, maybe you can make them change their mind. Not the people who own the place. Of course, they are interested in putting all the squats out. They are interested in the Ventilos Arrobas because if the zone gets gentrification, then this place will be worth a lot of money.
Yes.
So that means maybe they can sell a small house they have here in a few years for a lot of money and buy a big chalet a bit outside the city.
Yeah. And, so it's like like the little houses around us, you know, some of them are like two stories high, but maybe if speculation goes in 10 years time, they might be 20 stories high.
Yeah.
So
the people who have like very small house, a lot of people here have very small house, basically they want, if they own them, they are actually in favor of putting all the squats out because they think very selfishly. If they're too small, if they're a small house, if the place here, if this neighborhood worth a lot of money, the house, the small house will be worth a lot of money, and they can sell it for very expensive.
Okay, so maybe just in finishing up, if you have any last things you'd like to say.
A few years ago, like more than 1 year ago, there was a squat in this area, And I think they say, I'm not sure, but then one guy in the squat, out of the 18 people who are living there, stole somebody from to the neighborhood, but one guy. But I think that was the excuse. But basically then the people, the neighbors, I mean not the people who are renting, but the owners, the neighbors who are owning the house, they went with iron sticks to put the squatters out.
All 18?
Huh?
All of them.
Yeah, like most of the street, but it was when you see, I know who, and I am starting to, I discovered who it was more or less, because they say, this guy.
Yeah.
It's not young people who are renting, it's people who own their place, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So they actually beat off the squatters to put them out.
Yeah, yeah.
So that the area, so that the price of the area, the neighborhood goes up.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Any last things to say?
Yeah, the last things, now we want to, the people who live in here, we want to clean inside all, to take all the things what we no need, we throw. We want to put it outside. And we don't know if we take all the things we clean inside, we put it outside. If we the Ayuntamiento, if they can allow the people who clean the street can come take it, you know.
Yes, yes, yes.
And because that one too, we have a risk.
Yeah.
We don't want to clean everything, we put it on the outside and they come to say, okay, we make dirty the street, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And this more one too, we're going to ask first the Ayuntamiento if we clean here where we can put it outside.
Yeah, yeah.
This is my last.
Okay, okay. Well,
thank you very much, and we hope that I hope that more people in Poblenou can understand what the reality is here, and from that see that the what's happening here will be happening to them later, and it's time to understand and to build those stronger understandings.
Tu as compris ce que j'ai dit ou pas sur Poblenou?